Welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, September 26th, 2021, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After Jesus had finished teaching the disciples, John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue in this journey of faith on the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and this Gospel, you know, ends on a joyful note, you know, talking about going to hell and their worm never dies and the fire's never quenched, you know, the good news. And this is a very important gospel for us because when we look at trying to be faithful disciples, we look at trying to live our Christian lives, it can't be just something that is thought of in our minds or felt in our hearts. It has to be practical. It has to be real. It has to be tangible within our families, in our workplace, in our world today. So our faith has to be lived out. And there's things that will draw us closer to the love of Christ, and there are things that will draw us away from the love of Christ. You kind of, we can't really sit on the fence. Either our actions, our thoughts, what we do day to day, either will bring us closer to the love of Christ and bring others closer, or they will take them away. We can't, again, can't just sit on the fence, can't sit in the middle. We're either flowing towards the Lord or away from Him, and leading people towards the Lord or away. And of course, as Christians, as faithful disciples, we want to bring people closer to Christ. And that's why the apostles, you know, John says, "Hey, there's people casting out demons in your name, and they're not one of us." You know, Jesus says, "Look, you know, don't stop them. If they're not against us, they're for us. You know, they're bringing people closer to the good news of the gospel. Let them be. Let them continue in doing that." Then he talks about kind of this responsibility of being a disciple. You know, if you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones, be better if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. So, you know, in a sense, the sense of being a faithful disciple first and foremost is do no harm. You know, how we act, how we react to things can be done in a positive way or can be done in a very negative way that is detrimental. We get angry, we get vengeful, we, you know, seek retribution. We don't offer forgiveness. We create situations of pain and sorrow for others by what we say or by what we do or by what we don't do. Let's not create stumbling blocks for people to love Christ. So do no harm. But the second part of this is Jesus goes on and says, you know, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know, if your eyes cause you to sin, take them out. If your foot causes you to sin or stumble, cut it off. What Jesus is saying here is that we also have to eliminate those things, those bad habits, those things in our lives that take us away from God's grace. We have to be practical. We have to be real and take a look at what are those things that take me away from Christ's love? What are those things that take me away from supporting and loving one another? I have to eliminate those. Not only can I not be an obstacle for others or cause people to lead them astray or to take them off the pathway of the good news, of goodness, of discipleship, but we also have to kind of do some spring cleaning or some purging. I know moving to Chatham, I realized I have so many things and so many things I didn't know I had, so many things I wonder, why did I need this? And there is this sense of purging, to kind of sifting and sorting and pulling out those things that we don't need, disposing of them so that, one, I have a clear path in the rectory, but secondly, there's no distractions. There's no things that kind of weigh us down, slow us down. So we have to kind of constantly reflect, review, and that's not just things, but that's attitudes. That's, you know, the people that I hang out with, do they build up community, build up one another, or do they drag me down? Do they take me away? You know, in the workplace, in interactions, you know, how am I treating other people? Am I trying to be faithful in the work that I do? What are those things that distract me, take me away, and kind of and literally cut them off, take them out? And that's easy to say, difficult to do. It's kind of this pruning of not only our spiritual lives, taking all those things that take us away from prayer, but also in the practicality of our lives, to prune for the sake of growth, to let go of the bad habits, let go of those things that really take us down a path away from light, truth, faith, and hope. And again, then replace them with opportunities of grace, light, and love. And so it's kind of, again, looking at our lives, what needs to be pruned, what needs to be helped, what needs to be cut off, what direction we need to go. And then we have to reflect on, you know, how am I guiding my children? How am I guiding my spouse? How am I guiding my parishioners? How am I, you know, my friends? Am I creating opportunities for God's grace to work through me? That's not preaching necessarily the gospel or quoting scriptures, but how am I embracing and loving and offering the light and the love of Christ? We combine that purging with that combination of action in positive ways, we're certainly on the right path. Not only then do we draw ourselves closer to the love of Christ, but we draw others, thus being the messengers that we're called to be, for people to encounter Christ and have their lives transformed, and to continue to be missionaries helping build the kingdom of God. So we got to do some housekeeping, you know, some spring cleaning, some purging, some pruning. And then, of course, when we do that, there's room for us to embrace new ways of prayer, new opportunities of service, of sacrifice, and of love. So as we prepare for this weekend, take a look, you know, in your relationships, how do we connect? How are they helpful? How are they blessings? You know, in terms of what we do on a daily basis, what are the things that draw us away from the love of Christ? What are the things that maybe even hurt others? How we can get rid of them? And then think about ways and how can I improve my life as a messenger of the good news? When was the last time I went to the Sacrament of Reconciliation? Or took time to pray the rosary, or count my blessings, coming to Mass, despite the challenges of the pandemic, if I can get to Mass, and then kind of seeing, how can I serve? You know, am I looking and helping beyond my own needs? Am I serving through the St. Vincent de Paul, the Knights, the CWL, or in the community, the poor, the needy, the lost, or forgotten? We purge, we prune for the sake of other opportunities to be Christ for one another. We can do it. We do it together. The parish or the family of parishes offer great opportunities for that to happen. And the greater community does as well. Let's be courageous and embrace those opportunities. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.